This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is heading back to the Middle East amid fears the Israel-Hamas war could grow into a bigger regional conflict. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Immediately after the war began, the Biden administration was relieved about what seemed to be the low potential for a broader Mideast battle. Since then, there have been attacks and assassinations in the Red Sea, Lebanon, Iran, Iraq. So Secretary of State Antony Blinken leaves this weekend for a fourth Mideast visit since the war began 2.5 months ago, with stops from Israel, the West Bank, Turkey, and other nations.
We don't expect every conversation on this trip to be easy.
Spokesman Matthew Miller says the region's facing both tough issues and choices as the U.S. seeks to avoid a bigger war. Sagar Magani at the White House.
AP correspondent Karen Chamas now reporting on attacks on ships in the Red Sea.
U.S. Deputy Ambassador Christopher Liu told an emergency Security Council meeting that the Houthis have carried out more than 20 attacks since November the 19th.
It is vital that the Council speak and speak now.
Liu also told the U.N. Security Council,
we also know that Iran has been deeply involved in planning operations against commercial vessels in the Red Sea.
Earlier in the day, a spokesman for the Houthi rebels, Yahya Sari, warned the U.S. or any other party against taking any measure to secure commercial ships going to Israel. The Yemeni armed forces confirmed that any American aggression will not go unanswered or unpunished. I'm Karen Chamas.
North Korea fired more than 200 artillery shells near two South Korean islands on Friday, prompting evacuation orders for their residents, according to Seoul's defense ministry and local officials. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukraine said on Thursday its Air Force struck two Russian military targets in occupied Crimea. Ukraine has recently enhanced its attacks on Crimea in hopes of forcing Russia's fleet to retreat from the Black Sea. Here in the U.S., New York City suing more than a dozen charter bus companies for their role in Texas Governor Greg Abbott's operation to send tens of thousands of migrants to urban areas. We get more from the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The lawsuit claims that 17 bus companies knowingly implemented Governor Abbott's busing plan in violation of a New York law that limits transferring needy persons across state lines and then abandoning them. It seeks more than $700 million in damages to recoup the cost of caring for an estimated 33,000 migrants who have arrived in the city on charter buses since April 2022. Abbott said in response that the suit was a violation of the Commerce Clause, which guarantees the constitutional right to travel. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A French report has said that the United Kingdom isn't cooperating enough to curb migrant crossings across the channel. We get more from the AP's Karen Chamas.
The United Kingdom is not sufficiently coordinating with France in its efforts to reduce the number of migrants crossing the English Channel. This is according to a French report from France's Court of Accounts that concluded that France is struggling to develop operational cooperation arrangements with the UK. The court found that the British don't provide usable information on the departures of small boats. It added that British authorities give basic details which haven't been counter-checked. Karen Chamas, London.
Sudanese paramilitary leader General Mohamed Dagalo says he is committed to a ceasefire to end the devastating war that has wrecked his country, but fighting continues and there has been no progress on proposed peace talks between Dagalo and Sudan Military Chief General Abdel Fattah Burhan. The United States said Thursday it expects the upcoming national elections in Pakistan to be conducted in a manner that is both free and fair and follows the country's laws. A State Department spokesperson said it is not for the United States to dictate to Pakistan the exact specifics on how it conducts its election. The South Asian nation is scheduled to hold its elections on February the 8th. And two trains have collided on Indonesia's main island of Java, killing at least three people, injuring several others, according to authorities. They say a train traveling from Surabaya, the capital of East Java province, hit a commuter train heading from the station. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.